Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, but do not fret. He will return. He'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, you guys want to see a great picture? Go to michaelsavage.com, and while you're there getting your latest headlines and subscribing to the Savage newsletter, there is an awesome picture, a cool picture of Dr. Savage with President Trump. You definitely want to check it out. And also, while you're there, you can pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Welcome to the Savage Nation, the cornerstone of the Trump presidency. It all began here, Dr. Savage being the first national name to give now President Trump the platform so you, the people, the Savage Nation, the forgotten man, the silent majority, could hear his ideas. And you did, and you acted on it. And now he is doing as promised, driving the left crazy. And that is just in part on what we're going to discuss today on the Savage Nation. But first, it all ties in. On this day in history, just a quick footnote, President Nixon began his voyage to China, a historic visit which opened up trade with the communist nation. Back then, and probably still now, they were our foes, but even more so then. This is the height of the Cold War, and nobody was trusting anybody. Nixon goes to China, melts their heart, and that was probably the highlight of his presidency, opening up trade with China. We'll get into how that affects the Russian ties now with President Trump and Vladimir Putin a little later. But what it basically comes down to is you can work with your foes, folks. President Nixon proved it, and President Trump will prove it. But we'll talk more about that later. The new immigration executive order, we're going to get into a lot of detail about that. And, of course, I want to hear from you at 855-400-SAVAGE on all of these issues. But the immigration order, it covers a lot. We're going to get into the enforcement and how they are prioritizing criminals and how they are pretty much they tailored it, the decision around the Ninth Circuit Court's dismissal of the first immigration ban. A lot coming up on that. And, of course, our friends in the media. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic when I say that. How they are going after President Trump without mercy. And when they can't get him on something, well, they just maybe digress to an old story, some minutia from the campaign, such as taxes or electoral votes or something of that nature. We'll talk about how the media is just shaming themselves. And then you get many in the media. I'll just cite quickly Jonathan Carl defending the media. There will always be the media, whether it's a Republican president or a Democratic president. But he left out the part about all of the stuff that they make up, all of the embellishments on all of their coverage, all of their fake news, as President Trump calls it. All of them, from Chuck Todd all the way down, Wolf Blitzer, they all complain and they all say that freedom of the press, which I support and I agree with, but they always leave out that little fact of how they lie and make up things in order to hurt the president. Because let's remember, it has nothing to do with the ideals of the president differing from their ideals. It's all about making sure President Trump fails, no matter what. Even if President Trump is doing something that is good for the American people, whether it's in urban areas or rural areas or has to do with the economy or education or health care, it doesn't matter. If it helps you, well, then they don't care. You be darned, if you will, because if it hurts Trump in any way, that's what they're going to do. If it helps you, they don't care. That's basically what it comes down to. Truly an amazing phenomenon we see. The news is really dead. They are truly propaganda machines. We'll talk about that at great length, especially the little bit of a verbal flub the president made about the actions in Sweden, which, by the way, he turned out to be right, but more on that later. And then we also have a pet peeve of mine, the Republicans in Congress, I don't trust them. Never Trumpers, many of them, all the way. The media, and it kind of overlaps. They always drag out, was it Ben Sasse? A never Trumper right up there on the level with John McCain, who anytime they want to find, and then they'll find a Republican who disagrees with Trump, they drag out Sasse and say, well, Republicans, his own party disagrees with him. They drag him out, they drag McCain out, they drag out Lindsey Graham. But Republic, talk about how Republicans, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the White House, the presidency, and they are failing to repeal Obamacare. They're failing to do anything. Paul Ryan, who I do not trust and is not to be trusted. Mitch McConnell, who I do not trust and is not to be trusted. They have been let in. Last time I was in for Dr. Savage, I described them as roosters in the hen house. That's kind of an understatement. The reason I think they are conducting business as normal in the House and in the Senate, which is basically to say they're doing nothing at all, is because they are establishment to the end. They're not with the Americans. This is why Steve Bannon said the media is the opposition party. Well, the establishment Republicans, establishment Democrats are also the opposition party. They want Trump to fail because he is not one of them. This hurts you. This, my friends, is not leadership. So we'll talk about how they're failing to repeal Obamacare and all of the taxes and things that come with it. Truly an amazing. The only good news coming out of it is that the IRS is now accepting tax forms for people who do not have health care and they don't have to pay that penalty. Remember, there was that issue of if you didn't have health care, you had to pay the fine. Well, when they wouldn't, I don't even think they'd look at your taxes. Now they've waived that. So that's the first thing that President Trump has gotten out of the way. Truly an amazing phenomenon when we see our elected officials, many of them, all of them, on the Democratic side, for the most part, except for Joe Manchin, against President Trump. That means either they're against you. Republicans going against Trump. That means they're against Trump. They're against you. The media, definitely not giving it to you straight. Liars for hire. I have never seen ridiculous questions. I will cite Peter Alexander, who actually I remember from when I lived in Seattle. He was a local guy up there. He has since gone astray. Having the opportunity to question the President of the United States the other day representing NBC News, what does he ask? And I'm paraphrasing, but do you think your Electoral College win of 306 votes was substantial? And he cited a bunch of other presidents who won by considerably more electoral votes. I mean, the man won. He's the president. Get over it, okay? The collective tantrum of the left, including left-wing politicians, left-wing media, left-wing brats in college, and left-wing activists out in the street, you're embarrassing yourself. I'm not going to say stop, because you're only helping my ideals, the policies that I want to see go through. You're making fools of yourselves. But this collective tantrum, how do you not stop it? It is truly an amazing phenomenon. And then we have the new nominee for National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster. A guy, a decorated military veteran, will probably be a perfect national security advisor now that the General Flynn debacle is over. But like many of the other nominees, they're going to drag him through the mud. They're going to bring up every time he didn't tie his shoes straight. Or maybe once when he was 7, he spit a piece of gum out of his mouth onto the sidewalk. And, oh, my gosh, he cannot be National Security Advisor in the United States of America. Chuck Schumer, who has not worked a day to earn his money since President Trump became president, is going to lead the farce, dragging H.R. McMaster through the mud, just like they've dragged so many other good people through the mud. Although they do not have a winning record, they've only gotten two heads so far, one in General Flynn, and one is Robert, I forget his name, the guy who had to withdraw his nomination before he was even voted on. But still, they're not doing very well. But the general premise here is, we're going to talk about today on the Savage Nation, is how President Trump is looking out for you. whether it comes to immigration, whether it comes to your safety, which overlaps with immigration, with whether it's the wall, which building that wall, which again is part of immigration, or the economy and getting companies and giving them tax incentives to stay here, and so on and so forth down the line, he is doing what he promised. So every time you see this collective tantrum continuing in the media, on the House floor with Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor, excuse me, with Chuck Schumer, and in the House, and on the streets of America, like we saw the, what was it called? The Not My President rallies, which we'll also get into here today on the Savage Nation. You know that he is doing a good job. And if you're only paying partial attention to the news, which I know that many in Dr. Savage's audience do, they pay attention hardcore, but maybe people in your family don't. You know that President Trump is doing everything he said he would. You know he is doing a good job, but your kids, your niece, your nephew, your neighbor, your coworker, they might not. They might say, hey, it's off to a bad start, because a lot of people think that way, because that is the picture that the media is trying to paint. And President Trump, the other night in Florida at his rally, punched back. And you have all the media whining crybabies saying, this isn't the way a president acts. This is not funny, said Chuck Todd. No, he didn't strike first, folks. It's like the old Sylvester Stallone movie, First Blood. They drew first blood, he said. They hit him, and he hit back. They're not used to presidents hitting back. Democratic presidents, Obama, Clinton, Carter, they didn't have to hit back, okay? But a lot of other Republican presidents, George W. Bush and others, they didn't hit back a lot of times. They never did. His father, H.W. Bush, I have no problem with either man, but they didn't hit back a lot of times. Trump hits back. He's from Queens, New York. He's a street fighter, okay? That's the way he works. That's the way he operates. And they don't know what to do about it. So he is punching back. He is not punching. He is not initiating. He is defending himself. And who amongst us listening to the Savage Nation do not have the right to defend themselves? If someone goes after your wife, your daughter, your integrity, don't you want to defend them? Of course you do, whether in the workplace or whether on the home front or even amongst your friends. You're going to defend yourself. So why doesn't President Trump have the right to defend his wife? Why doesn't he have the right to defend his daughter and his integrity? Because that's what they're attacking, and he punched back, and they don't like it. It is truly an amazing phenomenon that you are witnessing here, folks. This is history, the meltdown of the American politicians on both the right and the left, the meltdown of the media, the meltdown of society. That and more is what we are going to talk about here. Remember, folks, political correctness is domestic terrorism. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation. Go to michaelsavage.com. Check out Dr. Savage's picture with President Trump, but also grab your latest headlines. Subscribe to the newsletter. And hey, it's coming up soon. Pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Your calls and a lot more information coming up. 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate. Follow me on Twitter at Lou Pate Show. This is The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
The Savage Nation, Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. This is the cornerstone of the Trump presidency. As you all know, Dr. Savage gave President Trump, now President Trump, the platform to build his campaign on. And along with that, well, you have a picture of President Trump and Dr. Savage on michaelsavage.com. So while you're there getting your headlines and subscribing to the Savage newsletter, check out the picture. It really is a great shot. They look like they're having a lot of fun. I wish I was there. And while there, you can pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. You want to take part in the conversation? Lou Pate here with you, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Well, President Trump said it was going to come a revised version of the executive order on immigration and refugee admittance, and it has come. It has been tailored to the court's decision, which kicked it out, which I feel was totally based on politics and having nothing to do with the law. There's a lot in it. It's not going to change the law, but what it will do will change how the laws are enforced. Now, there are going to be some hurdles for President Trump in that sanctuary cities will not, you know, abide by the law. And that's unfortunate, but they got their marching orders from the previous president. What are you supposed to do when someone like President Obama, the president of the United States, the commander in chief, says to the nation, I am not going to enforce immigration laws? You get places like, you know, California, San Francisco, the mayor there and the governor there embracing it. And I think there's like 380 other sanctuary cities. So those will be a hurdle, but they're doing it right this time. They're learning as they go. I must give props that it is going to be a slow rollout. It is going to be done incrementally. But the red meat of it is we have a culture in our sanctuary cities of not following the law. Again, this was set by Obama. What we're going to be looking at, the red meat, 10,000 new ICE agents, 5,000 new border agents. The new law is going to target convicted felons. The priority is actually going to be criminals, illegals who are criminals, not just the fact that they crossed over and that is in and of itself a crime. Those who abuse benefits, that's a big one for me, and actually Team Savage here, we've talked about that, how violating immigration laws and using American resources, also known, folks, as your money, is stealing your money. We talked about that last time I sat in here for Dr. Savage. That's what they're doing. So they're really targeting criminals. And they're ending the catch and release. So if you're coming across the border and you're caught, now they let you go, and then you disappear into the system. Catch and release has ended. But the big headline, and this is just going to be a punch in the gut to the left. If you hear explosions, it's not a volcano. It's not Mount St. Helens out on the West Coast. And it's not Old Faithful in Yosemite. It is the left-wing's proverbial heads exploding because dreamers can stay. Dreamers can stay. We'll talk more about that when we come back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE. Dreamers can stay. This is going to really take the wind out of their sails. I'll explain that when we get back. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage here at the home of Trump's war, his battle for America, the Savage Nation. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. And remember, go to michaelsavage.com, pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. It's basically his battle for you. I mean, you are Americans, and that's what we're talking about here, the ongoing battle with the Congress, with the Senate. You wouldn't know that Republicans were in charge of both the media and now the people who can't seem to accept the fact that President Trump won the election fair and square. We're talking about this immigration order. And I'd like to ask you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, do you think it should have even been rewritten? I mean, I'm glad he's balking at the system and just not wilting like a dead flower. And, you know, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, based on a judge, was it Robart, turned down. They knocked it out. They threw it to the Ninth Circuit. They knocked it out. And instead, most Republicans would just wilt because the media pressure on them is immense. Trump doesn't do that. And he's come out with another one, just like he said he would. But should he have had to? Was there anything wrong with the first one? Legally, constitutionally, I don't see it. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but, you know, I've got a lot of common sense and I can read and I understand words. And when I read through it, there was no problem. So they're going to pick on every little thing, but there's one thing in this. The dreamers can stay in the country. This is something that is causing protests, the fact that dreamers were going to be deported, protests on college campuses, protests around the country in the Not My President rallies that we saw, and the day Without Immigrant rallies, they all kind of overlapped. This was the crux. This was the nucleus. This was part of the center of the red meat for them. And now, with the new executive order, dreamers can stay. If you came here, you were 2, you were 12, you have not committed a crime, that's the main thing, you can stay. This is going to take the wind out of their sails in a way that you couldn't even imagine. because this is one of the things that they were counting on. They were going to say, President Trump is ripping apart families. President Trump is kicking out people who've never committed a crime. He's kicking out people who came here, because their parents were looking for a better life. They've joined the military. They've gone to college. They've added to the community. Some have become leaders of their community. You know, they're never picking on any of the criminals. They're not picking on any of the rapists or the drug dealers or so on and so forth. That was made famous in President Trump's opening statement at the campaign after that famous escalator ride down. But it is truly an amazing phenomenon that we see this. Now, how will they react to this? How will they react to this? Well, we already know that the ACLU, well, they've already reacted already. The American Civil Liberties Union says it will help resist the Trump administration's new strategy for prosecuting criminal and undocumented immigrants. Undocumented, remember, that's code for illegal. And I quote Omar Jadwat from the ACLU says, and I quote, "These memos confirm that the Trump administration is willing to trample on due process, human decency, and the well-being of our communities, and even protections for vulnerable children in pursuit of hyper-aggressive mass deportation policy." You know what I hear, folks? I hear Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, wah, wah. That's just a bunch of fancy words tied together that don't mean anything. You're not trampling on due process. They're criminals. How is this not human decency? What about the human decency of American citizens, both those born here and those who came here legally for a better life? What about that? And this whole in pursuit of a hyper-aggressive mass deportation policy, that's just, you know, something he always wanted to say. I think he practiced it in the mirror. But the ACLU, they will never disappoint. So they are resisting the quote-unquote un-American Trump plan. Truly an amazing phenomenon. But we could expect this from them. But this is unnecessary. Don't folks understand the stupid college kids out there protesting, and if any of you are out there, give me a shout. Prove to me that you're not as dumb as your actions on the street, 855-400-SAVAGE, because what the president is doing, regardless of his party affiliation, is trying to keep America safe. Okay, forget campaign slogans. I could say he's trying to make America great again, because I love that statement. I even have a hat, and I wear it proudly. He's trying to make it safe, okay? Because when someone is going to come upon you and rob you and or kill you, they don't say to you, are you a liberal? Are you a conservative? Are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? Do you support Charles Schumer? They don't know who Chucky Schumer is. They don't care. Neither does he, though. He don't care about you either. They want your money. They want your drugs. They want money for drugs. They don't want your drugs. You're not on drugs. They want money, okay? That's what they want. They're not involved in the daily minutia. When you're some stupid guy, I just keep calling college kids stupid. That's not right, but their actions are stupid, I will say that. Comes along and thinks the whole world is rose-colored glasses, trying to keep you safe. Look at what's going on in Europe, okay? Look at what's going on in all of these European nations. Look at Sweden. A lot has been said about Sweden since Trump had a verbal flub in trying to paint a picture of what was going on there in Sweden. It wasn't the worst verbal flub ever, but it was not delivered as eloquently as he would have liked to, because what President Trump has, he has a stream of consciousness. He has a stream of consciousness that he needs to work on to succinctly deliver his message. And that doesn't always happen. And with the press gunning for him, well, if every time he makes a verbal flub like that, they're going to pounce. And the reason they're pouncing on such minor things like that is because they have nothing else. They have nothing else. They're certainly not going to report on all the good he is doing as promised. But back to the point. Look at Sweden. Look at Germany. Look at all of the rapes. Look at all of the murders. Look at how crime has increased exponentially in all of those nations. I'm not going to start rattling off numbers because that will bore you to death. But go on the internet and look, because you're not going to see it on CNN. You're not going to see it on MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Miami Herald, LA Times, or any other left-wing propaganda news, so-called news organization or site. What is happening there is basically going to be happening here. And I don't understand why our politicians don't want to protect us. Do their ideological thinkings go that deep where they're trying to put ideological thinkings and the narrative of their party, the narrative of themselves, ahead of your safety? Okay? Because it's only a matter of time before your sisters, wives, and female friends are targets on the street. In those countries that I cited and others, women can't even walk on the street at night. And then they're not even mugged or they're gang raped. It's not just rape. It's not being reported, folks. It's not being reported. There is a media blackout, a purposeful media blackout on the horrors of the sexual assaults and gang rapes going on in these countries by refugees, illegal immigrants. Okay? And basically, you're looking at a movie trailer of what's coming here. Because what's happening there, the more we keep letting them in here, we didn't even get to the terrorism part of it yet, is what's going to be happening. Your cities will become more dangerous. Can you imagine? Could Chicago be more than West Side? Could it be any more dangerous there? Yes, it can get worse. And communities where you think you're safe, well, there's been an ongoing effort from the Obama administration to bring refugees in, 1,000 here, 1,800 a week or a month there, 10,000 here, 10,000 there. And then they begin to multiply. These are illegals who do not have the best interest of America in mind. And President Trump said it brilliantly today. Robert, if I can, please, clip number one. This is from earlier today.
And we have to have a safe country. We have to let people come in that are going to love the country. And this is about love. This building is about love. And we have to have people come in that are going to love the country, not people that are going to harm the country. And I think a lot of people agree with me on that. So we'll have various things coming out over a period of time. And you'll see them as they come out, and we'll let you know exactly what they are. But we have to let people come in that are going to be positive for our country.
And that was President Trump this morning. He was at the African American History Museum in Washington, D.C. Remember, they didn't want to hang a picture of Thurgood Marshall up there or honor him at all. I'm not Thurgood Marshall, excuse me, Clarence Thomas. But we'll work on that. We'll see. But that's where he was today. He was going on a tour of that. In his press conference, he asked for an extended tour because time didn't allow. He'd come back another time. But what is wrong with that? When President Trump says something like that, this is what the media does. We're going to talk about this in the next hour, how the media is gunning for him. They put it up in big letters and they go over it and they're like, okay, what can we find in here? What's in here that's not politically correct? What's in here that's bigoted? What's in here that we can say is racist? It doesn't necessarily have to be bigoted or racist, folks. But they look at that and they take it apart with a scalpel and say, okay, oh, we'll say this. He said safe country. That's white code word for, I'm being facetious now, obviously. That's white code word for we don't want any minorities in the country. That's how crazed the media is. But in my view, from what I see from President Trump, okay, I see a guy who's learning fast on the job, looking out for our best interests, doing the things that this is rare from a person in office. I say politician because I don't look at him as a politician, but I guess now he officially is actually coming through with the promises. And on the issue of bigotry, Robert, if we can, it's a little bit of a long clip, but before we go to a break, clip number two, this is also from this morning. Tell me, what fault can you find in these words?
Today and every day of my presidency, I pledge to do everything I can to continue that promise of freedom for African Americans and for every American. So important. Nothing more important. This tour was a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms. The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
And that was President Trump again at the African American History Museum talking about an incident where a Jewish cemetery was desecrated, a lot of vandalism going on there. So here's a man, a white man, at an African-American museum, citing anti-Semitism. I mean, all-inclusive, but they will find something. They will go through that again. They will go through that. They will cherry-pick words. They'll edit it as they have to, as we've seen NBC News do in the past, and try to find something nefarious in that. And if they cannot find something nefarious, what they will do is then go back to something from the campaign from months ago. But your call's coming up, 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, 855-400-7282. Dr. Savage will return tomorrow, and I encourage you to go to michaelsavage.com. Again, there's that awesome picture, Dr. Savage, President Trump, having a good time recently, but also the latest news, what we're talking about now, the big launch, Trump hiring 10,000 ICE officers, 5,000 border agents, and a lot more news there, along with your opportunity to order Trump's War, His Battle for America, which is Dr. Savage's new book. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to This Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, check out michaelsavage.com. You got the great picture of President Trump and Dr. Savage together. And also, while you're there, you're collecting your headlines, subscribe to the Savage newsletter. It's free and delivered to your inbox. I can't ask for more than that. And pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Let's get to the phones, 855-400-SAVAGE. David in Dallas on Cliff, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
I'm happy to hear from you. How are things?
Yeah. I just want to comment. I'm a dreamer. You know, as you would call us, I'm a 26-year-old dreamer, and I'm very thankful for this country, for everything they've done for me. You know, this past day without immigrants, they did. You know, I went to work because I believe that this country has given me so much, and I'm not fixing to, you know, be disgraceful, you know, just, and so, and even I think that makes people even more, you know, mad, you know, if they need your work, you know, you have to be at work. So I'm very thankful for this country, and I'm very thankful for President Trump for what he's doing, and he's being conservative, you know, and I love this. You know, if I would have had the chance to vote for President Trump, I would have voted for him, even though, you know, the media, and I don't fall for whatever the media says, so, you know, I'm thankful for this.
All right, well, David, I want to ask you this. And, David, you're on KLIF in Dallas. I want to get that straight. Dr. Savage's affiliate in Dallas, KLIF. You are a dreamer, an anchor baby, or as a DACA, as you say, for those who don't know, it's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Did you, prior to this, you said you would have voted for Trump. Was there any animosity towards candidate Trump with you or in your family due to the fact that you could possibly be deported before today's executive order?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been checking the news, and you know, I was, you know, scared, but I don't even know what could happen. But, you know, still, even before the election, you know, if, like I said, even if I would have the chance to do it, both, I would have voted for him instead of, even though Hillary, you know, could have been, you know, a little... I don't know how to say it, you know, more, not so aggressive against immigrants.
Well, so even as you, as a DACA recipient, an anchor baby, a dreamer, if you will, you still would have voted for him. So no animosity.
Because I think he's better for this country. He would have been, you know, and he is better for this country than what Hillary would have done for this country. You know, I listen to the media and everything they spit out, you know, it's just, you know, just nasty, you know.
Now, where are you from, David?
I'm from El Salvador.
Oh, okay. A lot of people coming up from El Salvador. I know a lot of people where I live in South Florida from El Salvador. What about your parents, your sisters, brothers? Any animosity towards Trump there, or they're all open-minded like you?
Well, see, I'm married, and I spoke to my wife, you know, and they were saying, you know, well, you know, they see a lot of news, and, you know, I was telling them why was Trump better for this country?
You know? No, he would be better. But hey, thank you. Hey, welcome to America, David. We're all Americans. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation, Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow, but in the meantime, go to michaelsavage.com. There you'll find your latest headlines. Subscribe to the Savage newsletter, which is delivered free to your inbox. Can't ask for more than that. And also, pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America, which is basically his battle for you. And while there is a great picture of Dr. Savage with President Trump, having a good time. It looks like that they're having a great time in that picture. Like I said, I wish I was there. But welcome to the Savage Nation, the cornerstone of the Trump candidacy, the cornerstone of the Trump presidency. We're going to continue to take your calls at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And in the first hour, we talked about a lot of different things, but mainly the issue of immigration and everything that's coming out of that. We're going to, if you're holding, please continue to hold. We'll get to your calls on that. But if you missed it, it's 10,000 new ICE agents, 5,000 new border agents. They're basically going to have the prioritize of focusing on criminals, target the convicts, and those who abuse benefits, basically steal your money. And those who have ignored immigration orders before, well, they're going to be deported. And it's the end of catch and release. And the dreamers can stay. That's the big takeaway that you won't hear too much about on MSNBC or CNN or in any of the newspapers, because that's something that just takes the wind out of their sails. So we talked a lot about that. But what I'd like to talk to you about is this issue with the media, okay? Trump, to be president, it's a lot of work. It's hard work, okay? Just getting through the minutiae of government, you know, government workers, even if they're senators and congressmen, what could you expect from them? Not much. But to have the media, and as the aforementioned DNC and RNC establishment types working against you, makes it even worse, okay? Now you add in the billionaires. We have Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York. You know, the guy's crazy. You guys know him, listening on Dr. Savage's affiliate WABC. Know that Michael Bloomberg's crazy when it comes to being a control freak and the soda ban, and you can't be all that crazy. It was styrofoam he wanted to ban, and you know, all that kind of stuff. Not getting anything done that actually helps the people of New York or the people of the country. But now there's a group that's being backed by Michael Bloomberg. They're organizing a pro-immigration campaign this week, and this is from the New York Post. And it's basically a challenge to President Trump's stance on immigration. Some call it controversial. I don't call it controversial. It's looking out for you, okay? But Michael Bloomberg, with this, has a lot of friends in the media, because the media is intent on making President Trump and any of, like they did with his supporters, like they did with you, like they did with me, give the thought process that we, or the paint the picture that we're a bunch of knuckle-dragging hillbillies from the mountains, redneck racists who don't like anybody who don't look like us. You know, start playing your banjo. And obviously it's not like that if you look at the election. 49% of college graduates voted for President Trump. Unions, who are traditionally Democrat, overwhelmingly voted for President Trump. 53% of white women voted for President Trump. So everybody that they said hated him really didn't, okay? Everybody, we're all in this together. As I said earlier, when you're being mugged on the street, they don't ask you if you are a Republican or a Democrat. We're all in this together. But the media just doesn't get it, okay? We saw the meltdown over Trump's comments on Sweden, which totally was ridiculous. Not his comments. Basically, at the rally in Florida, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, and what happened in Sweden last night, you know, terrible. Can you believe it? Sweden is what he said. because prior to that he was talking about terrorism. They said he was referring to a terrorist attack in Sweden. Folks, this is a stretch. When you want to talk about fake news, when you want to talk about making something up, the president is talking about terrorism. And then he refers to Sweden and talk about the refugee problem there and then and saying what happened in Sweden last night and what happens. They go crazy, all right? And they start making things up. Over the President's Day weekend, you might have missed it because you're busy with your friends, you're busy with your family. Excuse me, you're doing a lot of different things. And they went to town because not because it was a serious story, not because it was a slow news cycle over a holiday weekend. We've learned that since President Trump came on the scene, there's no such thing as a slow news cycle. They did it because they have nothing else. And they cherry pick things and they manipulate it and they twist it and try to turn it into a controversy. So he said, like what happened in Sweden last night. Can you believe it? Sweden. And they What terrorist attack in Sweden? Trump cites terrorist attack in Sweden. Even Swedes don't know what attack Trump is referring to. It was all balderdash. It was all made up because he kind of flubbed the delivery. All right, he was, you know, trying to comment on the increase in crime due to refugees in Sweden and serious crime, rape, murder, robbery, and basically say, got to stop that from coming here. And now we see numerous articles today, and I quote, this is from the Daily Mail, was Trump right about Sweden after all? Riots break out in Stockholm suburb. The president was ridiculed for referring to in speech about immigration dangers. Rioters began setting fires to cars, throwing stones at police, and looting shops in the Rinkeby district of Stockholm. Suburb north of central Stockholm has a population 75% immigrants. Donald Trump made his confusing remarks about immigration in Sweden on a rally in Florida. And they were confusing. They weren't confusing. They were more, these were not laid out well because as I touched on before, President Trump, okay, and I gotta give kudos to Dr. Savage's team. We talked about this earlier and this comes from them. He has a stream of consciousness. He's not that he doesn't think before he speaks, but he has a way of speaking. It's whatever's going on in his head. It's coming out, and we all make verbal flubs. But when everybody is analyzing and overanalyzing all of your words, well, then it's going to sound worse. So he has a stream of consciousness, and it's something that he needs to work on. Needs to hesitate. Needs to slow down a little bit. Some say I need to do that when I'm in for Dr. Savage, and I agree at times. But what it comes down to is that he's going to have these verbal flubs. Everybody has them, and then they're going to make fake news out of it. He never said there was a terrorist attack. He was referring to all of the crime that's going on there, crime that is not being reported, okay? And when we look at what President Trump is doing, trying to get the financing for the wall, trying to keep us safe from immigrants who are coming in here, destroying Italy, destroying Germany, destroying Brussels, destroying France, like the Nazis never could. Hitler would be rolling in his grave with envy because they're doing what he wasn't able to do, is to slowly take over. And it's just like the immigration thing. The media has a thing where Trump is trying to keep you safe through the executive order. The media doesn't care. The media does not care. It's all about bringing down this man's presidency. And I'll tell you, folks, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because he is not going to let it happen. Hey, folks in the media, I don't care how many PhDs you have. Donald Trump is smarter than you. Why? Because he's street smart. It's not about being book smart. It's not about having a number of degrees and hanging out with college professors and so on and so forth. It's about being street smart. And as I said in the first hour, they punched, he's punching back. And then we hear this self-righteous indignation from Chuck Todd. from Peter Alexander, from Jonathan Carl, and many others in the media who have spoken out against President Trump's criticism, especially after the Florida rally the other night and a press conference from last week, which went on for 78 minutes, speaking out, kind of implying that he is against freedom of the press, that he is too thin-skinned for criticism. That is the point. Do you get it? That is the point. He's not thin-skinned. You guys make stuff up, and he gets mad. Okay, I would get mad. You would get mad. Anybody out there in the Savage Nation would get mad if someone was making stuff up about you. We see it all. And the ridiculous questions, okay? Still asking questions about the taxes. I made that point earlier. Truly an amazing phenomenon. I compared at the top of the show, I compared what President Trump is trying to do in forging forward with a relationship with Vladimir Putin to what President Nixon did in China. Because today is the anniversary that Nixon started his talks with China, which led to a historic trade agreement. At the time, we were bitter enemies, bitter foes. And the best analogy I can give is that President Trump is trying to have a relationship with Vladimir Putin, a definite foe, in the same light that President Nixon had it with China at the time, a definite foe. It can be done. History shows us that it can be done. But the media is not going to report on that. They're never going to compare it to Nixon. I'll be the only one to compare it to Nixon. I'm sure Dr. Savage sees the analogy, too. They're not going to do it. They're just going to stay with this same old recipe that the media has been carrying on for 50 years. This is the way it's done, and if you're not doing it our way, well, you're doing it wrong. The facts can be thrown out the window. It's not that he just has a different way of doing things. The world has changed, and everything has to be done differently. There's no such thing as being presidential. What I keep hearing, that's not presidential. No, that's not presidential means that's code for you're not doing it our way, Mr. President, and we don't like it. And then there's the elitist nature of the media, where NBC and CNN and the other big names feel they should be called on, okay? And he's not. He's calling on internet sites. He's calling on Breitbart and others, and he's Skyping in reporters who would never get FaceTime with the President of the United States or Sean Spicer, and it's wonderful. But they think they should get all the questions. And then the media doesn't like the questions that these people from internet sites and smaller town media markets are asking, because they're not attack questions. Many of these people are asking questions that you care about, questions of substance, questions about what the president's actually doing. They're not asking gotcha questions. And it's ticking them off even more, and they're sharpening their knives, and it's only going to get worse. We'll do it after the break. Got a great soundbite coming up from Vice President Pence. But in the meantime, 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow. And go to michaelsavage.com. Actually, some of what I'm talking about with the riots and crime in Sweden are on there at michaelsavage.com. And while there, pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. In the meantime, check out michaelsavage.com. A lot of the stories that we have discussed and some that are still to come are up there at michaelsavage.com. Get your latest headlines and subscribe to the Savage newsletter and pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. We're talking about the media. A lot of them are, how do you say they're useful idiots for the cause, and that goes for the Hollywood types too. You have people like Michael Moore and what's the Gwyneth Paltrow? Who's the other? Who's the one? Oh, not Glenn Close. Who's what's her name? Robert, the Iron Lady. Meryl Streep. That was it. Thank you. Meryl Streep is the other one. I went blank there on my Hollywood actresses. Michael Moore, Meryl Streep, many others come out there now. Michael Moore has offered a 10-point action plan to ensure, and I quote, "Trump will be toast." We're not going to go through them all because that would be a waste of your time. I'd rather get to the calls. But the point of the matter is that Michael Moore, if he has not been already, will be on TV somewhere nationally and talking about this, going through his 10-point plan to make sure, and I quote, "Trump will be toast," end quote. Michael Moore is probably the biggest useful idiot out there. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. But why is this? Why is it? Why is the media against a president who wants to make the country better? Okay, for all people, as I mentioned earlier, in the African American History Museum in Washington, D.C. today, Alveda King, Alveda, if I'm mispronouncing it, I apologize, Martin Luther King's niece was there. And then Trump talks about anti-Semitism and the desecration of the cemetery there, hundreds of headstones damaged. Inclusion of everybody, but the media does not want to talk about that because he's not talking about what they want to. They've got Nixon in their sights. I mentioned Nixon earlier, the historic reference to his visit to China, which started today. They want to bring him down. They're dragging out Bob Woodward. I saw him on, I guess it was CNN or MSNBC this morning because, you know, he's the expert on what is presidential. His time has come and his time has gone. He is a dinosaur, and that is not a discriminatory comment about people who are older. Okay, he is not a dinosaur because of his age. Bob Woodward is a dinosaur because of the way he thinks and what he brings to the table. And all he's bringing is anti-Trump, is what we have. But also within here, there is a lot of Trump envy. I mentioned at the top of the hour, Michael Bloomberg-backed groups organizing pro-immigration rallies. We have John McCain, who's running around the world bad-mouthing Trump. This has absolutely nothing to do with their differences on policy. This has something to do with they are jealous that they are not Trump. Mark Cuban is another one. Jealous he's not Trump. Michael Moore, jealous that he's not Trump. Trump had everything before he became president. Add in Air Force One and all the power, and boy, what's not to envy? Hey, don't go away. We're going to get to your calls right after this break. In the meantime, Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow here on the Savage Nation. Savage Nation, Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you go to michaelsavage.com for your news and your headlines and pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. We're talking about the media and how they're gunning for Trump and that they don't have your best interest, the public, in mind. And we're talking about the useful idiots of Michael Moore and Meryl Streep. And now George Clooney says George Clooney's pushing back against critics who bash movie stars for speaking out about politics, saying President Trump and White House chief strategist Stephen Bannon are the real Hollywood elitists. George Clooney, you know, if honestly, quite frankly, he'd be cleaning toilets if not for his relative Rosemary Clooney, the famous singer. Otherwise, and there's none, it's a noble profession, cleaning toilets. It's probably above what George Clooney would be able to do, but you get the analogy. I'll have a note to George Clooney on the hundreds and hundreds of stations that the Savage Nation goes out to. Somebody get the message to George Clooney. We do not bash, and the president and Stephen Bannon are not bashing movie stars for speaking out about politics. That's not what they're doing, okay? You have a right to dissent. You have a right to free speech. But George Clooney, make some sense. Make an intelligent argument. I know the media is on your side, and they love you, and you're a dreamboat and all of that. But make some sense. Celebrities who speak out often sounds like idiots, the idiots that they are, okay? If you make a coherent argument, the president, people like me, Steve Bannon, we won't pick on you. But when celebrities open their mouth, they usually make fools of themselves, including you. So say something intelligent and you won't be bashed. We're waiting. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to George at WFNC in North Carolina. Welcome to the Savage Nation, George. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, thank you, Lou, for taking my call. I'm just calling to give some kudos to Donald Trump. And I can say not only is he street smart, but he's also street wise. Now, I'm a New Yorker, and I called in today because I wanted to reiterate, as I did before Donald Trump was elected, because I hear people saying that hillbillies and people who don't have any sense voted for him. Well, this black pastor from New York City, who is a retired Korean War veteran and Vietnam War veteran, voted for Donald Trump. And not only did I vote for him, but I have a three shirts that I sent to his headquarters, and they're hanging up in Trump Towers, and they have the comment that Donald Trump made on November 22nd, 2016. And his comments were seven words. God help us if Hillary Clinton is elected. And I can tell you of a fact that God did help us, because Donald Trump is the 45th president of the United States. And while I'm at it, Lou, I want to give some kudos to Mrs. Melania Donald Trump, because she is the first lady. And let's take it on up. I go all the way back. I'm an octogenarian. I go all the way back to before FDR. But when FDR was elected, his wife and he never appeared on a platform and said to the American people, let us pray. Neither did Mrs. Harry Truman's wife ever appear on a platform and say, let us pray.
George, and thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Now, that was stunning when she did that the other day. And the only thing you're going to hear in the media about that is criticism. But thank you for bringing up the first lady, because the way they have gone after her, I have nothing against Michelle Obama. I didn't like the image that she presented out there, but I don't know the woman personally. But if the media has gone after Michelle Obama the way they're going after Melania Trump, they would lose their job. That New York Times reporter who said she was a high-priced call girl, a hooker, should have been fired. Not suspended, not disciplined, not made to give an apology. Fired, okay? And then be made to go find a job somewhere else. But that's not going to happen. We have had people during the Obama administration in government positions in small cities and states around the country who would forward an off-color email. As you know, we all get these forwards, and people send them around, and some are funny, most are not. But a couple of them were off-color, and they forwarded them. They lost their job because it was against the Obamas. Okay, you got to have one standard across the board, and there isn't. I mean, the way they're going after her, Melania Trump, our first lady, it's a crime. It's a crime, and it would never happen if it was a Democrat. Nick, in South Florida, where I currently reside on 850 WFTL, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hey, Lou, how you doing, sir?
I'm okay. What's up?
Well, the media, is in meltdown mode, and they should be, because journalism died about 40 years ago or so. I'm a retired police sergeant. I worked in the DA's office in New York City. I was in law enforcement from 1976 through 2002, I'm a 9/11 veteran. Now, I can tell you right now, we have got to be ultra diligent with the left right now with their protesting, because now they have crossed the line. We're looking at anarchy in its ugliest form.
And if they don't I'm enjoying their frustration, but I do believe that it's only going to, the dissent is not going to escalate. The violence that comes with dissent of the left is going to escalate. What do you think, Nick?
Absolutely, it's going to, because historically, you look at I'm a student of history, during the Bolshevik Revolution, it was the left consistently that were the most extremist, the most violent, and not just the Bolshevik Revolution. If you look at most revolutions, it was the left that were behind all of the dissent and all of the violence, and it's getting more and more violent. We cannot have people going around bashing people who voted for Trump, or if they're wearing a Trump shirt or something, if a sticker is on their car, and then having their car destroyed because someone doesn't like that. Well, get over.
But that's what the left is about. They are 100% intolerant, Nick. You know this.
That's correct.
And now they're why I love what's going on is it's proving what we've all known for many years. The left is not about caring about people and I care for this. They always say, oh, we care for this. We care for the gays. We care for the minorities. They don't care about anybody but their own ideology. And all of this upheaval, as ugly and as violent and repugnant as it is, Nick, proves what we've been saying for years. There's no going back on it now. So I'm enjoying the meltdown on the left. I hope nobody gets hurt, but some have already. But I'm enjoying the protests. I'm enjoying stupid comments made by George Clooney and Michael Moore and others. And it's fun. It's fun from this side because it's basically confirmation.
Absolutely. And I am, too, enjoying it. And by the way, you're doing a great job filling in for Dr. Savage.
Big shoes to fill here, Nick, but I do appreciate that. Thank you for your call. And again, Dr. Savage will return on Monday. Let's get some estrogen in here. What do you say, Marina, at KVOR in Colorado? I used to live right up the street there in Denver. How are you? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Lou. Hi, thank you for taking my phone call. So the reason why I called, I hear everything about against Russia. You know, Europe is in danger, and I want to, all your listeners to hear what I'm going to say right now, that Europe is in danger, no matter what will happen, no matter which country, Sweden, Germany, France, Denmark, you name it, they will all, the time comes, and they will all ask Russia for help. I know my country better than anybody, any advisor. I know Russian people. I know Eastern Europe. And here in America, I work with people from all those countries I mentioned before. And they're devastated with what's happening in the country, in their country. And people were speculating that whether Trump should have a good relationship with Russia or not. I think he must. There's only one hope we have. It's Russia for Europe, Russia could save Europe. And the relationship with Russia can destroy ISIS.
And that's what it's all about, fighting terrorism, Marina. Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. I could feel the passion and the emotion in your voice. Foes can be friends. I hope Vladimir Putin is on the same page with President Trump. I think he is. I think he sees the big picture. I just think right now he's having some fun toying with the hysteria of the American media pertaining to, you know, Russia's involvement in the election. Let me just get this straight, folks, okay? Russian intelligence office, they didn't affect the election. Even if they hacked and released those emails, they didn't affect the election. The media implies that voting machines were tampered with. The media implies that they somehow nefariously swung it over to Trump. No, they didn't. Okay, even if they released those emails, doesn't... It's like two wrongs don't make a right, but if one wrong exposes a bigger wrong, which is the criminal activity by Hillary Clinton and her staff feeding feeding questions with CNN and Dirty Donna Brazil and so on and so forth, Podesta and everything that he was up to. Hey, by the way, how come the media has problems? While we're talking about the media, let's talk about the hypocrisy. It just popped into my head. How come the media had no problem with John Podesta making $35 million with business relations with Russia, but they have a problem with anything associated with the Trump campaign and now the Trump presidency dealing with Russia? Paul Manafort, a former campaign advisor, head of the campaign, he had to leave because he had some business dealings with Russia, and he did. He stepped down. Podesta never stepped down. The rules don't apply. When you're in with the cool kids and the media thinks of you as the cool kids, in this case the cool kids would be the Democrats, they're not going to call you on it. When you call the First Lady a whore, like the New York Times reporter did, the cool kids let you go because you're in with that clique, okay? You're on the right side, so the rules don't pertain to you. If I had ever called Michelle Obama a whore, I'd never work in media again. I probably wouldn't be able to get a job at Costco cleaning the bathrooms. Truly an amazing phenomenon. Let's take another call. Let's go up to Alaska. Marie in KBYR in Alaska, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
I'm good, sir. And I wanted to say, We love, the American people love Donald's tweets. We do love it because he's talking to us directly. He's keeping us informed, and we like it. And the pick with Doc Savage was absolutely spectacular. I love it.
Is that a fun picture? Makes you wonder what the heck was going on there, and I want to be part of it.
Yeah, it looks like they were having a great time. But the reason I called, actually, is we need to get some clarity on. They talk about DACA, and they talk about tearing families and children. But here's the thing. A lot of these people are not children. They're adults. Anybody over 21 is not a child. So, I mean, it's sort of a misnomer when they're talking about the Dreamers and this and that. If they're employed and they're being part of society, that's great. I say keep them. If they're not and they're doing illegal activity and they're not what we consider, you know, civil society, why do we have to keep them?
And that's basically what they say, that the priority here is going to be prioritizing criminals, people who abuse benefits, end of catch and release, and so on and so forth. You know, those who have ignored immigration orders will be gone. But, you know, the media is not going to report on that as positive. And the ACLU, as I mentioned earlier, they're calling it un-American. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. But hey, Marie, thank you for your call. Do appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. If you're holding, please continue to hold. You are listening to the Savage Nation. Check out michaelsavage.com. Pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America, and of course, while at michaelsavage.com. Get your latest headlines, a lot of which we're talking about here, and more. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, well, go to michaelsavage.com. Not only will you find your latest news and headlines there, and you can subscribe to the newsletter delivered to your inbox for free. Need I say more? You could also pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Basically, it's his battle for you, because the media doesn't care what's good for you. They just want to see Trump fail. The DNC and RNC establishment don't care what's good for you. Paul Ryan doesn't care what's good for you. Mitch McConnell doesn't care what's good for you. They wouldn't be dragging their feet on repealing Obamacare, which we're going to be talking about in the next hour. So do not go away. In the meantime, let's check out what Chris at WABC from my hometown in New York City has to say. Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation.
How you doing, Lou?
Okay.
Another caller mentioned about Putin being the savior of Europe. I don't know. A lot of people are putting a lot of credence into him. But there are other figures like Nigel Farage of UKIP. You have Geert Wilders in Holland. There's a figure in the Nordics, his name is the Golden One. You still have Silvio Berlusconi and Fillon and Le Pen. You know, people are just, they're trusting Putin too much. He'll always be a communist. And the biggest problem with Europe is their social welfare, and that's what we're seeing here. Like that other, like the other caller made a comment, well, you know, illegals, as long as they're working and they're being good, why don't we just let them stay here? Well, why don't we just let everybody stay here? I mean, they get welfare. They do work for welfare just like Europe. The legals do it. They get government loans and government grants to open businesses. They go to our colleges for free. They're competing with us for jobs. I mean, how does anybody figure these things in their mind? I mean, like that other police officer, he's a student of history.
Yes.
Well, I'm a history buff, too. And that's one of the biggest problems with people is they don't read history. They don't decipher things. They don't understand economics at all. And that's why you see a guy like Putin, who's nothing but a communist, he'll still be a communist.
Well, you know what it is? The old expression there, Chris, is he who ignores history is doomed to repeat it. And the problem with Russia is this, and this is what I think the caller was getting at. It's like in Iran, the Iranian people want to be westernized. Their young people like Western music and Western clothes and Western food. The Russian people, they're good people too, and they just want to live a nice, free life. And the theocracy in Iran won't let that happen with the people there. Putin won't let it happen with his people in Russia. So that therein lies the problem. More coming up here. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation, Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. But do not fret, Dr. Savage will return tomorrow. In the meantime, check out michaelsavage.com for all your latest headlines and subscribe to the Savage newsletter. And while you're at michaelsavage.com, actually, there's a great picture there of Dr. Savage with President Trump. Looking like the cats who ate the canary, having a great time. You want to go to michaelsavage.com and check that out. While there, pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. I'm looking at the picture right now, and I'm not kidding when I say I wish I was there with those guys having fun. It looks like mutual respect, mutual fun society, so check it out there. Incredible. Welcome to the Savage Nation, the cornerstone of the Trump presidency. We've been talking about a lot of things this afternoon, the immigration executive order, what it covers and what it does not cover, and how it's going to make the left's head explode. The media's war on Trump, not Trump's war with the media. He's just defending himself. And these topics all overlap, you know, with what I'm going to be talking about now, which is, well, the Republicans failing and flailing. There was a great article online talking about this, that it is truly amazing. The repeal of Obamacare has not happened. Why? Two words, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, two names I should say, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell. I will criticize President Trump if it is legitimate. And while it's not a criticism, I do believe that a mistake he has made is letting the establishment types in. When we the people said drain the swamp, okay, you have to drain the swamp. Now, he's a businessman, and there's things going on behind the scenes that I will never be aware of, and I understand sometimes you have to play nice to get things done. I just think that he let too many establishment types into his administration, okay? And I do think that if he had a chance to get rid of Paul Ryan, who's as sleazy as they come when it comes to politicians, in my humble opinion, to get rid of him as Speaker of the House, more would get done. So, the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Why can't we get rid of Obamacare? Okay, the Democratic-controlled Congress, by this point in President Obama's first term, had passed the stimulus package, the Lilly Ledbetter bill, and started serious talks about health care reform. As of this moment, 1 month in, House and Senate Republicans have passed a budget that sets the table for a partial repeal of Obamacare, yet they don't seem to have the backbone to, you know, really pass a repeal that will get rid of it. I mean, it is truly an amazing phenomenon. They are playing politics as usual, which is not to get anything done. They just had a recess. Why did they just have a recess? I don't understand why they had a recess. They haven't done anything in a month. Actually, I criticized Chuck Schumer earlier for not doing anything but criticized President Trump on a daily basis. The Republican-led Senate and the Republican-led Congress hasn't done anything at all. It is a phenomenon. Now, obviously, President wants to get rid of Obamacare. Americans want to get rid of Obamacare. And what the Republicans are doing, again, this ties in with what the media comments I made earlier, is they are giving the media the ammunition to use against President Trump. And I think that's by design, okay? Paul Ryan had to be dragged kicking and screaming to support President Trump. And even then, it was lukewarm. Mitch McConnell, I never know what he's mumbling about, but his wife is now Secretary of Transportation. Obviously a favor job, a crony job there. Again, this is non-productive. Go along to get along? I disagree. They are not doing anything to help President Trump, okay? And in not helping President Trump, they are giving his enemies, not only on the left, that's a given, they are giving his enemies in the media, which is basically the same as the left, ammunition to use against him. When President Obama passed Obamacare, or when the House and the Senate passed Obamacare for him, Nancy Pelosi, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. Never has a dumber statement been uttered from a person in power. They did it on Christmas Eve. A lot of people don't remember this. They did it on Christmas Eve, because what is everybody doing on Christmas Eve? They're socializing. They're with their friends. They're ringing in Christmas, and no one's paying attention to politics. So that's why they pushed it through on Christmas Eve. That was by design, okay? Now, when they pushed that through, the big argument today is, well, you can't just get rid of Obamacare, because what are people going to do? Well, what are they doing with Obamacare? It's not working. When Obamacare was pushed through, and you can, if you want, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. All of those lies that were pushed down our throat by the former president, they didn't care. President Obama didn't care. Democrats in the House and the Senate didn't care. When all of those many million Americans came home from work and found letters that they were dropped from their insurance, nobody cared. Many people I know, their insurance coverage through their employers has doubled, more than doubled, and they're getting less insurance for it. Now, I understand that's supposedly to cover the people who didn't have insurance at Obama. You know, everybody's pitching in this whole distribution of wealth thing, but that's not happening. Where's all the money going? Insurance companies are double dipping. We said drain the swamp. They're not draining the swamp of useless, feckless politicians such as Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. They're not allowing it to happen. They're not allowing the repeal of Obamacare to happen. Why? What is the delay? Republicans are afraid of the media and the way the media draws a perception of them. Okay, that's what's happening here. Paul Ryan is afraid of the media. Mitch McConnell is afraid of the media. Many Republicans in the House and the Senate are afraid of the media. Just do it. You're a Republican. Regardless of what you do, they're going to find something negative about it. They're never going to pat you on the back. It's kind of like, you know, John McCain, another Trump hater, always a Trump. Him, Lindsey Graham and Bill Kristol, like the Three Stooges with their Never Trump deal going on, their Trump envy, as I called it in the last hour. McCain back in 08 thought he can befriend the media. He thought they liked him. He's the maverick from Arizona. He actually thought they liked him. No, he was a useful idiot for them for years until he became a candidate. Then they destroyed him and everything around him, okay? Now he's back to being a useful idiot again because he's a puppet. He's a lemming. He's doing what they want, and he knows if he says anything negative against President Trump, he's going to get his name in the paper. He knows he's got a weekly invitation to that once great show, Meet the Press, that he's on all of the time, saying absolutely nothing. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. So I ask you, Dr. Savage's listeners, the silent majority, the forgotten man, the Savage Nation. Okay, how do you feel about Republicans in the House and Senate being scared, in my opinion, scared of the media to repeal Obamacare 100%? And some of you might say, well, Lou, what do you want to do? What would you do? It's like, well, first of all, again, I repeat, the Democrats didn't care when over 10 million Americans came home from work and found that they didn't have health care insurance anymore with no other option except for Obamacare, and the website didn't work, and once they finally did get signed up, the plans didn't work. Everything was higher, and it just kept going higher. We have some places now it's going up 117%, so they didn't care. Go back to the way it was, okay? Health care is not a right. Or am I wrong? Is health care a right? I ask you that, too. Are we entitled to health care? I don't think so. I don't think any. I mean, obviously, if something bad happens to you, you can go into any emergency room in the country. They're not going to turn you away. We are human beings. We look out for each other. Okay, but when it comes to getting your daily, your yearly checkups and all of that, should you be entitled to it? I don't think so. We're not a socialist society. We are a merit-based society. We should be more of a merit-based society, then we'd be further along. When you give people incentive to make their lives better, they usually do. Okay, there's bad luck. There's the roller coaster of life. Good things happen, bad things happen. Good luck, bad luck. Connections, no connections. These things happen. But you got to just keep trudging forward. You don't just say, oh, not happening for me. Got to look to government, because government's never going to do anything for you. I cannot believe the Republicans in the House, the Republicans in the Senate, just, again, scared. I think they're scared. Am I wrong? Let me know. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And if you're holding, if you've been there on there for a while, we're going to get to all of you. Please stand by. It is truly, I think part of it is by plan. Not only are they afraid, but it goes into what I said before about the media. I think people like Paul Ryan do not want President Trump to succeed. Yeah, he wants Republicans to hold on to power because then he holds on to power. But remember, again, it bears worth repeating, he had to be dragged kicking and screaming. And Mitch McConnell wasn't exactly, wearing a cheerleader outfit with pom-poms jumping up and down for Trump. These are establishment guys. These are establishment hacks, okay? Those in the media are establishment hacks to the left, and those and many in the House and the Senate on the Republican side are establishment hacks to the right. They wanted Jeb Bush. They wanted John Kasich. They wanted Marco Rubio. They are of the mindset kind of like the people who just cannot believe that Trump still won. Like the media folks can't believe that Trump still won. The Not My President rally people can't believe Trump has still won. The Day Without Immigrant protesters can't believe Trump still won. Not only can they not believe it, I mean, most people can't believe that the Patriots still won the Super Bowl, okay? But, you know, it was a come-from-behind victory. And then you go, wow, that really happened, okay? It really happened, folks. Suck it up and move forward. We had to put up with 8 years of Obama and the media gushing over him. So now we have the Republicans. They don't like President Trump because he's an outsider. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Lou Pate here with you in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow. Check out michaelsavage.com for that great picture of Dr. Savage along with President Trump. And while there, pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow, so make sure you keep it here at the Savage Nation. Check out michaelsavage.com. I mentioned if you're just joining us, there's a great picture of President Trump with Dr. Michael Savage. You'll enjoy looking at this picture, and you'll wish you were there. And while there, check out the latest headlines, much of which we've talked about today, and some we'll get to as the show moves forward. And subscribe to the Savage newsletter, which is delivered free to your inbox. And pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. We're talking about Republicans feckless on the Hill and not doing anything to help President Trump, who's trying to, I feel, sincerely make our lives better. I think part of this is because they're afraid of the media. Part of this is because they're politicians, they're government workers. They're not really used to working. It's a whirlwind pace that he has set up there. And part of it is they don't want him to succeed. And then we have the naysayers. Robert, if we can, before we get to the phones, can we play clip number 8, please? The number one naysayer with Trump envy, who really hopes he fails because he is not Trump, is John McCain.
I think many of his statements have been contradictory. Some of them have indicated that. I'm very pleased with the national security team that he has around him. We're here in Munich, by the way, in General Mattis and General Kelly. I think that, and the Vice President gave a very good speech today. But I worry about statements which upset our friends at a time when the strains on the European Union and Europeans are greater than they have been since any time since the end of the Cold War.
In other words, I'll compliment everybody and anybody except for Trump. And I'll make up something about our friends being upset. Who's upset? Nobody's upset. Okay? Just because there's a bunch of never-Trumpers in the House of Parliament who don't want President Trump to speak there doesn't mean that our friends across the pond are against President Trump. John McCain, you're against President Trump. Just say it. Have some backbone. And then to go into this whole thing that Europeans have strains on the European Union and Europeans are greater than they have been since the Cold. He wants to go back in time. Again, go with Chuck Schumer, John McCain. Go with Chuck Schumer. Go back in time, and then you can live like it's the 1960s or 70s again, because that's the politics that you're practicing. Let's get to the phone. Zach on WDRC in Connecticut. Welcome, Zach, to the Savage Nation.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing okay. Yourself?
I'm doing well.
How can I help you?
Earlier in the show, you had mentioned that the Republicans were not repealing the Obamacare because they were afraid of what the media would say against them. I would say that it's more likely that there is no plan to replace Obamacare.
Well, again, as I said twice already, former President Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid didn't have a plan for all those people who came home from work and found letters saying that they were dropped by their insurance. It's the same difference. Start over.
So what plan do you think they'll propose in replacement?
Well, hold on. You're not addressing what I just said. What I said, it worked. Did you have the same feeling when President Obama didn't have a plan for people who were dropped from their insurance?
They had the ability to add an additional 20 million people to the plan, so I felt quite confident.
I'm not asking you to deliver the talking point, Zach. President Obama didn't care about the millions of people who were dropped from their insurance. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid didn't care. It's the same thing now. We've got to clean the slate and move forward. Cut your losses and move forward. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation. It's The Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, and he will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, if you're just tuning in, or if you haven't had a chance to go to michaelsavage.com, there is a great picture of President Trump and Dr. Savage taken from last weekend. You're definitely going to want to check it out. It's a great picture. It's going to make you smile, especially if you are part of the Savage Nation family. And while there, well, you can pre-order Dr. Savage's coming book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. I'm going to get to your calls. I just want to make a statement. Two quick things. Ivanka Trump, retail TJ Maxx, Nordstrom's, and others are, although her line sells very well by all accounts, are kicking her out, you know, for political reasons, which is ignorant, not exactly savvy business minds at TJ Maxx and Nordstrom's. But I want to report to you, the Savage Nation listeners, Ivanka Trump's perfume is selling like crazy on Amazon despite a boycott. isn't that crazy? It's as of early Saturday, and this is from Fortune magazine on Fortune.com. As of early Saturday, hold on, they're trying to sell me something. As of early Saturday, Ivanka Trump's, and I might mispronounce this, it's Eau de Parfum, spray for women, and Ivanka Trump for women rollerball are the number one and number two best sellers, respectively, on Amazon.com. They retail between $15 and $46.50 on the website. Truly an amazing phenomenon. Reminds me back to the Chick-fil-A controversy from a few years ago when they were going to boycott Chick-fil-A. And that blew up in the left's face, and sales went through the roof. So just as an aside, Ivanka Trump's perfume is selling like crazy on Amazon. I like that. And the other issue is, what is this not my president's rallies that were going on? So anybody out there who's on the left, and we know you listen to Dr. Savage, and anybody, if your kids are these crazy college kids who are out there, unless you have given up your citizenship and are preparing to leave the United States, President Trump is your president. You may not like him. You may not agree with him. That is your right. You may want to dissent against him. As long as you make it logical, don't be just making stupid comments like people like Michael Moore and George Clooney. If you make a logical argument in your dissent, I'd love to have a discussion with you. But unless you're giving up your citizenship, he is your president, and you have to chew on that for a while. Truly amazing. Let's get back to the phones. Libby at Dr. Savage's flagship KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you so very much for taking my call, Lou.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I'm calling to ask you if you are rejoicing with me with the appointment of H.R. McMaster, General Dr. McMaster, who is the author of the seminal book about Vietnam, Dereliction of Duty.
Yes, I am. I think it was an excellent choice, and this is not a slight at General Flynn. I admire General Flynn. I think, as Dr. Savage has said, he was a scapegoat. That's a quote, a scapegoat. I do think that I wonder why H.R. McMaster was not chosen before Libby.
Again, His curriculum vitae is stellar. He is an 84 graduate of West Point. He holds an MA and a PhD in history from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and he taught history at West Point. And I would also like to say that the book Dereliction of Duty is subtitled Lyndon Johnson, Robert McNamara, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Lies That Led to Vietnam. And why I think you probably agree with me, this man understands the political ramifications that often lead to unnecessary and stupid war.
Oh, I agree. And I'll tell you, just if I can digress back to John McCain in the soundbite that we played about General, he's praising General Mattis and General Kelly, as he should. But the problem is, when it comes to people like General Mattis, General Kelly, and H.R. McMaster, McCain is just afraid that they'll kick his butt. Donald Trump can't go kicking anybody's butt. They're not going to put up with that, and they don't have to, because they're not, in the crosshairs of the media like the president is. What do you think of that?
I think he's completely vulnerable to such machinations. Absolutely. I think he must be terrified. And if I might read the very last sentence that I think segues perfectly into your assertion that the Republicans are behaving as weasels, and the Republicans that by not standing for this president are disappointing me so profoundly that I vacillate between, very great sadness and a little bit of despair. But I must say that the appointment of General McMaster gives me great hope.
Hey, listen, there's always hope. But, hey, Libby, thanks for your call. There's always hope with Trump in the White House. He's truly trying, and the media and the establishment folks on the right and left don't care that he's trying to make America a better place again. Let's go to Stephen, KBET in Las Vegas, another place where I lived in Las Vegas. I'm sorry, folks, I've been around the radio dial. Welcome, Stephen, to the Savage Nation.
Hey, good afternoon, Lou.
Thanks. What's going on?
I want to see if I can help Libby, because I think it's the greatest thing that ever happened, that these establishment Republicans that have been stealing money as public servants for years and years and years didn't figure out the election. We said we didn't care that Trump wasn't an established politician. We said we didn't care he'd never been in politics. We wanted somebody that could help our country.
Exactly.
And if we don't let these people identify themselves so that we can drain the swamp and get rid of them, we are never going anywhere as a society.
Stephen, excellent point, and thank you for calling here. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. These folks on the Republican side who are not working with Trump, it's not that they don't have a plan or anything like that. They don't want him to succeed because he is not one of them. I've said that maybe half a dozen times today, but it's worth repeating. Now let's go to my Back to San Francisco. Tim on KSFO. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Well, how can I help you? Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Listen, you know, this is an amazing opportunity for President Trump at this particular point in time. The point is this. Most people that listen to conservative talk show are conservative. He needs to give himself a platform to truly reach across to both sides. You know, he is a brilliant guy. He's got a lot of really good things going, but quite frankly, his style of speaking to the public can be rather abrasive. He needs to maybe just mellow out a little bit. Like, for instance, he said about McCain, he doesn't like people to get captured. You know, that's really, you know, he needs to mellow out on that type of thing.
Yeah, but hold on, Tim. To be, I agree with you half, and I disagree with you half.
Well,
what I mean by that is he does have, as I talked about with Dr. Savage's team before the show, that they came up with the term, the stream of consciousness. He speaks in a stream of consciousness, and I agree 1,000%, and he needs to work on that. But what you're bringing up, what he said about McCain, come on, man, that was a year and a half ago.
Oh, I understand, but you guys were talking about him and McCain. I think those guys could be really tight and start to be productive together. I think it'd be a good idea for them guys to get together and talk it out. Anyway,
I think thanks for your call, Tim. I do appreciate it. But I do think Trump is willing to talk to McCain. I do not believe McCain is a big enough man to talk to Trump. I don't think he's going to be able to swallow his Trump envy and deal with him. I don't think it's in the cards. Let's head back to my one of my many former homes in Las Vegas, KBET. Is it Lair? Lair, welcome to the Savage Nation. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good. I hate to mispronounce a name. Thank you for your time. How can I help you?
I just wanted to comment on Trump's decision to let the Dreamers have their way, and I think it's a brilliant decision on his part, because now it allows them to come out of the shadows and announce their loyalty to the United States. And a little bit of history about me and my family. My family's been here since the 1680s and fought in every major war that's been in the United States or overseas. And I think what he did by doing this Dreamer Act and allowing them to come out of the shadows, he just did a 12-gauge shotgun blast to the Democrats and the rhinos in their guts, and he's just showing them, you know, I'm not as hard as you think I am. I am willing to listen to the people.
It was a brilliant move. Like a lot of things that he does is brilliant. And it is, my analogy was always, you know, if your father robs a bank, should you be allowed to keep the money? And that's kind of the way I felt about the Dreamers. It's like, you know, you came here because your parents brought you here illegally. You didn't do anything wrong. Should you get to reap the benefits? And it's kind of an unanswerable question. There's never going to be a way to iron that one out where everybody's happy. So the best thing to do is, like I said about healthcare, is you clean the slate and cut your losses and move forward. They're here as long as they're not criminals, because as mentioned earlier, the new executive order on immigration is prioritizing criminals, and it also just is, I could describe it as a punch in the stomach and an uppercut to the chin, Lair, that's going to take the wind out of the sails of the left, because this was their main argument, that Trump was trying to break up families, and obviously he's not. But hey, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. Let's get someone in here before the break. Dan, KLIF in Dallas, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Here's my comment on McCain. A large majority, I mean, I would think an overwhelming majority, the people that voted for McCain 8 years ago when he ran for the president, have voted for Trump. And now McCain shows his, you know, gratitude and appreciation for those people by doing all he can to thwart Trump's agenda. To me, that just shows, yeah, he's just basically dissing all those people and demonstrating that he was never sincere about serving them to begin with.
No, well said. It's kind of the theme of what the whole Savage Nation has been about, Dan, today, is that whether it's the establishment Republicans or Democrats, or whether it's the media elites, or whether it's the George Clooney's or the Michael Moore's or the Meryl Streep's and all of their intolerance, here is a man who is trying to make the economy better. He is trying to make the country safer through enforcing our immigration laws, which is something the previous president refused to do, which how that is not treasonous and illegal is beyond me. And he's trying to make the country better. They don't see it as the country being made better, but they can't give you an argument as to why it is not being better. You want to keep criminals out. You want to keep terrorists out. And yet these groups, mainly the media and establishment Republicans and establishment Democrats, don't seem to agree with that, which means they do not have your best interest, Dan, in Dallas, and your family and all the other Savage listeners and your family. They don't have their care in mind. It's preposterous. It's perplexing that this is what's going on. They basically say, we don't care about the safety of Americans. We don't care about the economic and financial troubles of Americans. We care about making Trump fail. That's all we care about. And Dan, I'll say one more time. I said it earlier. Their opposition to Trump has absolutely nothing to do with his ideals versus their ideals, their idea of good policy versus his idea of good policy. It's all about making sure Trump fails. Even if what he is trying to do is good for the American people, he must fail. We cannot let him succeed. And basically, they mean that, to me, in my opinion, that means they want Americans and America to fail.
Yes, yes, I agree.
All right, Dan, thank you very much for your call. Listening on KLIF, the Savage affiliate in Dallas. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Lou Pate here with you, sitting in for Dr. Savage. Check out michaelsavage.com. Pre-order his latest book. Not your book, but you can write one if you want. Trump's War, His Battle for America. It's available right now. You don't even have to wait for it to come out. And, well, as you know, there's the picture of President Trump and Dr. Savage having more fun than should be allowed by law. Check out that picture at michaelsavage.com. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
And welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. And as you know, you can find all of your news and headlines at michaelsavage.com. But today there, we have, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special treat for you at michaelsavage.com. It's a great photo of President Trump and Dr. Savage looking like they're having a good time. You're going to want to check it out. It's going to make you smile. And right below that is all of your news and your headlines. And while there, you can pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. His battle for you. You're not going to want to miss this one. Let's check out from my hometown, I being from the Bronx of New York, John from WABC. How are we doing? Ellen Bay Park. We're short on time, or else I'd love to walk down memory lane with you. But how can I help you? Last stop on the number 6 train.
Okay, I know Pelham Bay very well. First of all, the thing is, I'll let you know, I get my news from Saturday Night Live, National Enquirer, and Mad Magazine. That's where I'm coming from. The left, the people have to realize the left.
And don't forget the Daily Show, John.
Right. Well, the way Trump is going with his press conferences and with the Daily News is acting lately, I may cancel all my subscriptions and not watch Saturday Night Live anymore. You don't have to. But the bottom line is the left has captured everything in this country. People should know that. Our college kids come home from school, they got to be debriefed by their parents. The arts entertainment is all gone. Basically, everything out there, the education system, the big schools are all finished. They've all been captured. Abortion on demand, affirmative action. You don't even bring up the federal government is violating the Constitution. They use race quotas in hiring. No one even brings that up. So they've won everything. What they're doing right now, let me explain to you. They're sacking the plantation now.
Well said, John. I got to leave it there. I apologize. We're out of time. But sacking the plantation, They're going to call you racist for making a plantation reference. But John and WABC, thank you for your call. And special thanks to Robert. Special thanks to Jim, the Trump team. Listen to me. The Savage Nation team couldn't have done it without you guys. You guys spoil me and make me sound good. My name is Lou Pate. Dr. Savage will be back tomorrow. You have been listening to The Savage Nation.